Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Stability
and total tranquility.
I'm building off your energy.
You listen to the inner me.
You're my peace, not my enemy.
My lover and my friend indeed.
Together we will grow the seed growing for orgasmic energy. Hey, Queen Shay.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You're looking real relaxed over there. Are those vacation braids you got?
A little bit.
Is that a tan?
Unfortunately,
a little
yes.
Caribbean tan. Where you been, girl?
Punta Cana.
You went to the DR?
Punta Cana.
Ooh, man. That sounds like fun.
Loads of fun.
Too much fun.
You can never have too much fun.
Almost. That's my first time going to an all-inclusive resort and drinking tequila from 8 a.m.
I was about to say all day long.
Until you fall asleep. Eating the best foods. Shout out to the fruit.
Oh, man. Like
in the DR. Like
it realized our fruit is bad.
I'm going to go slap the produce man at Sam's. Like, shout out to the fruit, the mango, the kiwi, the strawberries, blueberries. Oh, my God. The fruit of the Dominican Republic.
Shout out to the couples. It was a couple strip. It was, man. It was great. Shout out to our host couple.
Shout out to my dog, PG, and his wife, EG.
PJ, Aaliyah.
Yeah, man.
Get y'all some good friends and go on some couples trips. That's what
well, this particular couples trip was different. We've been going on, we go a couple trip every year.
Every year.
And we have never, let me say this, and I mean this, and I'm going to stand on this. We have never been on a bad couples trip.
Nope.
Ever.
Ever.
But this
they keep
trip
elevating,
took
though.
The cake, man.
Right.
This man, my dog PJ, shout out to Patrick, Pat Gregg. He turned 40. So he handpicked. He said he was watching couples for a year and a half, about 2 years, and seeing the genuineness in their relationship, seeing the love they shared and how they interacted, and handpicked couples he wanted to go on this trip with. And none of us had ever been on a trip together.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute best time ever.
It was. It was a great, great trip. Four couples, which there were some other couples that couldn't make it, so that would have added on to it, but it was a great mix of couples, and like you said, not knowing. Now, I will say in the past, we've only had one trip where we didn't know everybody. We didn't know, like, maybe one person of the household. To Cali. I didn't know the wife, but that didn't matter.
I
could be a tricky person. Grant knows this, but I'm very flexible. But I'm an Aquarius, and I stand by either I like you or I don't. I don't have an in between. That's with most things. But the selection of the couples in this trip, it just gelled together so well. Everybody was so alike, but so different. Like so many commonalities, and that made it great. Just from the moment we all finally got there. It just was great. Every minute of it was great. It's good to be around other couples and kind of see how they interact, how they move. It's almost like couples therapy without it meaning to be, because now you have different people where y'all sharing stories. You can like run stuff by them to see how do you all handle certain things that come up. Even with kids, we've been talking about, you know, parenting and different things we do. So it just was great, like from start to finish on the last day, we were like, man, we need like two more days.
I will never go to the DR for just four nights again.
Right. We should have went on a Wednesday and we should have came back Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday should have been a travel day. We should have started everything on Thursday and we should have left on Monday.
Man, just piggybacking off what you said, just interacting with folk and bouncing ideas off each other.
Mm-hmm.
And like they used to say, if you want to hang around people that are already in the sector that you want to go in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just hang around couples that have been married a little longer than us,
mm-hmm.
hang around couples that are in a better financial situation than us,
mm-hmm.
like you just sit there and be like, yeah, now I know where I'm striving to. Now I got future goals. Like one of the stories that blew my mind on the trip, one of the couples, one of the guys was on like a business trip or something across the country and left his keys to his car at the hotel or in a cab.
In an Uber.
Didn't realize it till he had done flew back to the Carolinas and was at the airport, realized he didn't have his keys. And his wife, he called his wife and said, hey, mind you, they live 2 hours from the airport. Like, hey, I need to, could you bring me the key? She says, absolutely not. I am busy. And went and bought a brand new car just because he lost the key to his Mercedes.
Goals, baby, that's goals.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. Like, just to listen to somebody say that. Like, come on, bro. Like, you bought a car just because you lost your key? I would have been Ubering home, getting that spare key, Ubering back. You know what I'm saying? Just listening to stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's, shout out to these couples, man. Like, shout out to people that are doing better and giving me and my wife something to strive mm-hmm. to, man. Like, that's what it's about, growing with each other and learning.
Everybody was able to bring something different to the table. And that just was amazing. Like, it's like everybody where they have their little sector area where that's their strong suit. Everybody all ears listening and learning and, you know, just talking about growth. Or even while we were there, what was cool, we were asking some of the locals just about lifestyle, cost of living, property. So we weren't there just having fun. Like, we were really, like, listening, like, shoot, we all need to be trying to buy some property out here. So even, like, little segments like that, we were just looking at real estate and just talking about, you know, the advantage and just long-term benefits of having property elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it made you look at the U.S. like, man, y'all really be getting over.
They take advantage of us. Like,
right.
Just listening to some of the stuff. Like, first off, we didn't know the currency.
Right.
So to hear 250,000 there is equivalent to almost what? Almost
I think like it's $1 million.
Close to $1 million.
$1 million.
So you can take something like that and go build a compound. First, it ain't gonna cost nothing. It'll cost mm-hmm. less than $100,000 to build it. Well, for their money, $100,000, our money close to $25,000, $30,000 to build a compound.
Right. The guy said $250,000 is retirement goals for them. So he has a 3-bedroom apartment, 2-bathroom, and the community had a pool, but it was only like 20 apartments
mm-hmm.
in the whole division. Rent's $450 of their money, which is a lot to them. But we were like, $450? You can't even get
$68 to $70.
You can't even get a studio apartment here. So it really like opens your eyes.
Section 8 here.
Right. It really is. It opens your eyes. It also had me thinking, like, shoot, I work from home. You could do this insurance elsewhere. Like, we need to move.
All I need is a good internet connection.
We need to move. But it's just so much. Like, and we've talked about this in another episode, and the value in travel and getting away. One, yes, we were celebrating PJ's birthday, which was amazing. But everybody on the trip, we all needed a break. Like, everybody was just coming off of, like, you know, being engulfed in work, going to kids and all else that's going on. It just was a great break. And I feel like, I know for us, and we talked about that, because some of the couples were like, oh, we go like once a year. And we're like, nah, we can't do once a year. We need to go like we go somewhere like every 3 months.
Every 3.5 months, we try to take a vacation.
And that just works for us. But you really need time to unwind and reset. And not only was it just a good couples trip, it also felt like a girls trip, guys trip, because we did have a lot of moments where it was just the wives together. The husbands were gone doing their own thing, and then, you know, we would link back up. Now, I'm somebody that lives off of organization. So shout out to Pat, because he had that trip. Listen, plan to the T.
Yo.
He would pull us together. He like, we need to meet here at such and such. We'll have our meeting, and I'm going to tell y'all what's going on, what we're doing for the rest of the day. And I've been on some unorganized trips, and I do not like that, where it's like you just wasting time because somebody going real slow. There's not really a plan.
Everything is up in the air. This person don't know where they want to eat at.
Right. And you waste the whole trip. So it was so organized, and I just love that. Like, listen, it was top tier. Like, he did not play.
So my guy PJ, he's an officer in the military, high ranking. He's about to retire here in a couple of years, I think he said. So this joker gave us a briefing every morning.
Every morning, but I was here for it.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, all right, y'all make sure y'all eat breakfast between 6:30 and 9. All right, we're going to meet up here at 10:30, take shots. All right, we're going to do this and that and the third. All right, then we got a massage schedule, and then we got to be on the beach from this time to this time. You can have your free time in here. I'm like, yo, this is perfect, because he didn't have things back to back to back. He had, like, breakfast was a 3-hour gap, you know, then there was a 3-hour gap for this. So you had time to go, we had time to go interact and do things and hang out and chill.
Right, it was like a nice timeline. And some people are like, I don't want a trip. What are you telling me? Nobody's telling you what to do in that sense. It's a timeline so that you make the most of the day, but we all still get to have the time. You obviously want to hang with each other. It's a couple trip. Even like, you know, certain nights, like, you know, we had an all-white night, like for his birthday to do that dinner. But then the resort had other nights. Like there was a neon pool party and just different things like that. But it was just nice to have some structure. But that tells you a lot about a person, because it lets you know they have a structured life in some sense.
Right. If you, but how you do the small things is how you do the big everything thing, and the large things. So the simple fact that we was with people who were 100% like, okay, what are we doing? All right, we're doing this.
Right.
And everyone was cool with it.
Right.
You know, and just the bonus of that, you know, four of us all went to high school together. You know, two of the couples went to high school together, went to Wilson. Well, one of the couples went to Wilson, then Pat went to Wilson, I went to Wilson. So four of us grew up together.
Right.
But
that made for all the good stories at dinner.
Trust and believe, you know, and the resort itself, you know, we kind of skipping over that. We immediately started talking about the people, but the atmosphere of the resort. You know, first of all, it was like a 45-minute ride from the airport through the Dominican country. And I'm like, where are we going now? Because this looking real Jasper County-ish, you know? You know, like, what's going on? But then we get to the resort. It was called Breathless, Punta Cana. And we, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful resort. We pull up, we go to the front counter. Mind you, we booked this trip, I want to say October of last year.
Something like that.
So it's been 6 months since we booked it. I just know it was paid for. It was off my radar. I just know we going on this date. We get to the front desk to check in. They don't have our information.
Right. And I'm already like,
and she's looking like, what you mean ain't got our information? What you mean we ain't got our reservation?
I'm already pulling up my emails with confirmation.
So like, the lady got my name. She says, oh, you reserved a VIP bungalow. Like, you don't check in here. They'll take you to where you check in.
So now I'm looking like, what did you pay for? That's not what you told me.
I forgot I upgraded our package. And so they didn't have us at that counter. So now we got to take a trip to the other side of the resort where we check in. We had a personal butler. Yeah, that butler was cool.
That was cool.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, download WhatsApp so we can text.
Right.
So, but you know what I'm saying? He made sure I had my tequila. In every morning, he bringing us M&Ms and Pringles. Speaking of, don't ever drink Coca-Cola in the DR. It's not like the States.
Oh my gosh,
that shit nasty.
It's so bad. It tastes like cane sugar, but it tastes nasty because it was pure.
Yep. So
and that's just not that what
tell
our
you
taste
something
buzz,
about our soda here.
Right. It was pure. It actually was the better quality, but because that's not what we're used to, it came off as being weird, but it was pure cane sugar.
Then we had a partial ocean view, so we could see the ocean, but we was
had
an outdoor jacuzzi on the balcony with the privacy thingies. We was facing the pool and everything. So the ambiance was there. Mm-hmm. From that moment we got off that plane to the moment we got back on that plane, it was a 96-hour date. And it just had moments where it was a double date, where we get to relax. We get to just lay our hair down, just enjoy ourselves. Only thing I regret is we did not go get that massage with PJ.
We was just enjoying our time, though. Because in my mind, I'm like, I can always get a massage. But we should have, though, because when we went on our last cruise, we did do our couples massage in some of our other trips. But I don't regret that part. I still enjoy just all of the time and being there. And then you have the connecting resort. So some resorts give you access.
So Dreams was next door. Owned by the same company. It said you have full access over there. Right. They have full. So we walked over there one day. But the beach was amazing. The pool was amazing. The food was amazing. We even took over the club one night.
Oh, yeah. That was live.
We went to the club for me like an hour, and they were playing like, we were the only black people in there. And they playing their pop music. Felt like I was at the beach. You know what I'm saying? Felt like I was at Myrtle Beach or at a Celebrity Square. Just a whole bunch of that doo, 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 doo. Like, come on, man. So we go up to the DJ. This is the first night. So we didn't know the currency.
Right.
So even at dinner, like everybody put like a 10 on the table. So we left, it's 10 of us, or 6 of us, well no, 8 of us, excuse me. And everybody left a 10. So we left this man $80. Man, this man took care of us. Like, because that $80 equivalent to damn near months pay for him.
But to us, coming from here, we always looking like, is this enough? Like, are we tipping them enough? They was looking at us like, oh.
So when we went to the club, the same thing. We went up to the DJ like, hey man, you got to play some black music. Then gave him a 20. Man, we took over the club. Then I gave the bartender a 10. So now we skipping the lines at the bar because these folks know it's all included. They ain't really tipping like that. They may give $1. So now now the bartender see us and he just waving us to the front to pour up our tequila. The DJ see us. So now he playing nothing but black music. It was hilarious. From the club to, they had a neon party.
They had like the, what do you call the people that dance with fire?
Fire dancers?
I don't know.
Them Hawaiian like type jokers, like twirling the fire and spitting it in the air, all of that jazz.
Well, and then there, funny story, there was like this, I'm going to call it the common area, where every night they would have open music. People could get up and dance, or you could just sit down and watch. It's this lady.
Oh.
The lady just... It's like she taking her rounds like, okay, I'm going to hit on this wife. She clearly see us with our husbands, but she just making her...
Shawty was shooting her shot.
Making her rounds, and we see her like one wife we trying to save.
Yeah.
We trying to save her. Because she's like, why do you keep coming out to me? Because you look too nice. She's inviting. And then we're thinking, okay, maybe this lady, like, is she a lesbian? Like, what she got going on? Who did she come on a trip with? Because everybody you see, you kind of see them every day, and you figured out who are they with.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just thinking, okay, this lady just came by herself. Mm-mm. In the midst of that, here comes this man. And then...
her boo pull up.
Right. But he looked so lame because, you know, not that she was, like, super fly, but it's just looking at her and looking at him. It's like, you here with this guy?
Yeah. And she saw the vibes.
Right, so he came up, and it seemed like he kind of was going off, but then after we leave, maybe like an hour later, we see the man passed out outside, everybody leaving. I think she left him out there all night.
Probably.
It was a lot going on.
She was excited to hang with her.
She was.
You know how it is. You in a resort. She was black, and you see a bunch of relaxing folk. They just sitting down, chilling. Then you got this group of black people. They over here clearly having a good time. Right. They laughing. They dancing. Me and Pat were doing the kid and play at one point, you know what I'm saying? And everybody else was sitting in the crowd. I said, man, I'm going to sit on the stage. And so then Pat came and sat on the stage.
Now
we
dancing in front of the stage.
And then Marcus came and sat on the stage. We smoking cigars. Like, they're like, well, they just chill. Next thing you know, everybody's up on the stage. Like, it's like they was afraid to at the time. But you know me, I'm from North Florence. I'm gonna ask for forgiveness opposed to permission. You know what I'm saying? So, but just going out with like-minded folk who ready to enjoy themselves, like learning something from them. You know, we even had a moment where we felt like, y'all are listeners, y'all know how we get down. We had a moment where we felt like, okay, maybe we're a bit too much. Because obviously we talked about everything under the sun. We even talked about religion. We talked about couples, family, jobs, goals. Clearly we're going to throw a little intimacy in there and have a conversation. So we was just having conversation, talking about things. You would have felt like we was two teachers, because everybody would just sitting there looking like,
what y'all talk with what?
Y'all use what in y'all bedroom? Like, we just, we're like, oh yeah, bro, you got a blah,
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 blah. That was my lane.
Yes. And we were just telling them, like, just little things. Like, you ever been there? You know what I'm saying? And they just looking like.
It was fun, man.
We had a ball, man. Like, and I can't wait to go on another trip with them. The crew is called FTK. You know what I'm saying? If you ever seen Soul Men, when Mike Epps dropped Bernie Mac off at the retirement home, and Mike Epps says, "Hey man, come in here and say goodbye to the kids." And Bernie Mac look at him and say, "F them kids." That's the name of the travel group, FTK, right, for that particular reason. But yeah, man, like.
Oh, we did the excursion. That's one last
thing. Oh my God.
The excursion. We did the dune buggy excursion.
That was live.
Can't leave that out. That was super fun. Live. Now, the only drawback to that, so that they can make money, they will not let you take your phones. So you have to lock your phones up so you can't take your own pictures. And the whole while, they're taking pictures of you. And then when
Went to the waterfall, then
you have to buy a package. So I'm like, I get it, but we would have tipped y'all and gave y'all the money anyway.
Let me take my own pictures while I'm riding.
But that was an extra nice layer to it as
well. Riding through the Dominican rainforest on a dune buggy. Was live
learning about the
So their import-export is chocolate and and tobacco. So we rolled through a Dominican village where the lady's sitting out there rolling cigars.
Right.
So she rolled a cigar and gave it to me to get one free sample.
Right.
Man, one of the best cigars I ever had. So then we riding through the Dominican. You park your dune buggy and you walking through the village and you go to the gift shop. Mm-hmm. So we chilling in the gift shop. I just see people looking at the ground. I walk over. It's a freaking snake.
Yes,
like just right there in the gift shop. And I'm like, is that snake real? They're like, oh, it's real because it's not moving. I'm like, man, whatever. Mind you, they two exports is tobacco and chocolate. So they're giving everybody a sample of hot chocolate. So I'm drinking my little hot chocolate. And I'm like, man, got to the end. So I said, if it's snake real, he'll move. I poured a little bit of hot chocolate on him. Joker move. Man, I couldn't get to the other side of that building fast enough, man. The little Dominican dude came in there and was like, oh, we don't have poisonous snakes in the DR. Nigga, I don't care if he poisonous or not. Like,
right.
He just picked the snake up, took him outside. But, man, went to the Dominican the waterfall. You know what I'm saying? Just living life and experiencing it, man. And
right.
That's what it's about, man. Sharing these moments with your partner, having these orgasmic moments, man. Just building and living life with people that you can enjoy and share it with, you know? Per usual, not trying to brag or boast anything, trying to motivate and encourage, man.
And we're just trying to stay connected. Like, this is one of our ways of staying connected and having fun and enjoying each other. So we encourage you all to go do the same.
Please do, man. Please do.
Feel
free to email us at vorgasmicvibes@gmail.com. Have any questions?
Or contact us at Plans On Us. And we'll plan the trip for you. We now have our travel center.
Plans On Us at Gmail. Is it Plans On Us 21
at gmail.com.
This is Grant Michaels.
And this is Queen Shay. Till the next trip, we vibing out.
Peace.